Morning, the Exotic Fit. This is Emily.
Hello. Hi, Emily. I was just on the phone to Vanessa, and because I'm not very good at technology,
No, that's all good. I've got her just here.
Okay, thank you.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry.
It's okay. I could hear laughing in the background, but no one was hearing me.
Oh no. Okay.
That's all right.
I'm just gonna try and answer you again.
Okay. Right, thank you.
Hi, Vanessa.
Yes.
Hi, my name's Lucy. How are you going?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. What's going on? You've got some pigeons there?
Yeah, look, this is a case of more likely chronic diarrhea than anything else.
Okay.
And there's certainly motile bacteria there that we will be treating. But in this particular case, none of these birds had been vaccinated with the Newcastle disease vaccine. And
yep,
I just wanted to screen for PMV just in case. There's been no acute, like, sudden onset of multiple deaths. There's been 3 birds die in the last few months, so it's not acute. And I just was ringing to make sure that I'm requesting the right tests on the swabs we take on this live bird.
Yep. Yeah, that's fine. You can swab them and pop them in VTM, both like a laryngeal or like a throat swab or coanal,
yep,
as well as a cloacal swab, and
yep,
pop them in VTM, and just on the submission form, you could write exclusion, so like NDVAI, and we'll do those. Do they have any respiratory signs?
No. So requesting Newcastle disease and avian influenza?
Yes.
Okay.
And exclusion for you.
What sort of media were you saying to put it in? Because I've just got the dry plastic tip swabs.
Do you want saline in with those? Ideally, viral transport media.
Oh, we don't have it. Can we get that through you? Can we get that through you, or?
I'll just ask Asmin.
Yep, cool. Thank you. Because it would be handy to have here.
Yeah, definitely, if you're doing a few of them.
Yeah, is it a liquid or is it a gel?
It's a liquid.
Liquid, okay. So otherwise, if we don't have that, would you want me to put a half a mil of saline or something in with the swab, or just send it dry?
Just send it, yeah.
Send it dry, and the only way we'll get them to you is probably via express post.
Yeah. You hoping to get them today?
We'll try and get them to you as quick as possible. But effectively, I think it might be better if we refrigerate and send them on Monday. Would it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
I think that's
cool.
It. Otherwise, I'll just sit over the weekend.
Yeah, that's
in a
right.
Depot somewhere or something. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
unless,
right.
You know, sort of physically dropping them down. Then best do that.
Yeah. Cool. Excellent. And so they'll be charged to the client at those, the 2 viral screens charges that are on your website?
They are subsidised because it's a notifiable disease.
Okay. Oh, that's good. That's good for him because otherwise we'll sacrifice this bird if we have to, but I'm going to treat what I can see.
Hopefully not.
And because it's an expensive bird, but...
We have to do that exclusion, but if there's, you know, more involved testing, various PCRs and things like that, then they come at cost because we're really more focused on your notifiable emergency animal disease.
Of course.
Cool.
Excellent. All right. Well, what I'll do is I'll definitely ice pack is still best to pack in with it, even though it's just via express post.
Okay.
No worries. Excellent. Every other time when we've had a really significant problem or the export birds, the owners just drive it directly to your lab, so it's not a not an issue. But yeah, that's excellent. All right.
No
thanks. Thanks
and
so
you've
much.
Got our, so you've got our submission form there.
Yeah. Yeah. The form A.
And do you have an email address there? I'll just find out from reception about the
Exotics Vet, you have it. We just sent samples last week at mail.com.
Lovely. I'm just going to answer for you and email you back. That's all right.
No worries. That's great. Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Thanks, Lucy.
Bye.
See you then. You too. Bye.